Welcome back to the Brave New World. I think we are living in the Brave New World already, and I don't think there's anything we can do to stop it. We have to live outside of what they call civilization. We have to be what they call a savage. The savages were the people living outside the city. Inside the city, everybody was basically a mind-controlled slave. Marriage was illegal. Love was basically illegal. Everyone was supposed to be promiscuous and just kind of live for pleasure. And everybody was taking that drug Soma, which today, these days, it comes in the form of an injection, right? So the pharmakia industry was shown in that in the book, which came out quite a long time ago, almost 100 years now, probably. And there's been a couple of movies made about the Brave New World, and even a TV show that came out in 2020. But anyway, somehow I stumbled across this article in the U.S. Sun. Electric Love, I'm an ethics expert. All right, so remember, we got to trust the experts. You can trust them. In fact, just the other day, I was having lunch with some people, and one of the guys there, he was telling me that the NHS doctors are honest people and that we can trust them. And therefore, the vaccines are safe and effective. He was telling me just a couple days ago how safe and effective the vaccines are. Well, according to my research, they are not safe and effective. They are unsafe and ineffective. I'll say that again to help condition the masses. Unsafe and ineffective. But according to the experts, of course, it is safe and effective. So just take your Soma and listen to the experts. Like a good, conditioned, mind-controlled slave. I'm an ethics expert, and you should trust me, and I think sex robots will... Is this a comedy newspaper? I don't think it is. I think this is supposed to be serious. I think sex robots will be good for society as humans advance with variety. Oh, is that what you call it? Advancing with variety. That's the new slogan. We're advancing with variety. Maybe that will be Joe Biden's new campaign speech. Advance with variety. You know, promiscuity, in my experience, never made me happy, you know. I didn't learn how to have good relationships by having multiple sex partners. But according to the expert, what I need is a good sex robot that will help society. Yeah, it'll help sterilize society, which is always part of the goal. Won't have to kill as many babies if you don't fertilize as many eggs. This did come out on April 1st, but I don't think it's an April Fool's joke. As artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence. I just watched a movie about that. Our ancestors are aliens, apparently, and they built the moon. And then at the end, there was some AI thing. The guy died, and his consciousness was uploaded to the AI. The whole thing didn't really make sense, to be honest. Many may be wondering about the moral implications of sex robots. Well, yeah, I mean, what's wrong with that? And how they would affect society. But an ethics expert has claimed that sex robots will actually be good for society, but probably not good for individuals. You notice how they word this. It's good for society. It's for the greater good. As humans advance when presented with a variety of options, we're going to advance. It's the next stage of evolution as people worship the creation instead of the creator. Now, if we look at this particular specimen, is this a sex robot or is this a sex doll? Maybe this is a sex doll. But it does appear to have male bone structure, which is kind of interesting. Very large arms and broad shoulders compared to the hips. Now, the face looks pretty feminine, but it's funny how they're giving us sex robots that are actually quite kind of muscular looking, and the shoulders are just way too broad on this thing. That looks like a tranny sex robot, if you ask me. That's a tranny sex doll. So they're kind of conditioning people through these sex dolls to, and that's basically kind of what a tranny is anyway, right? A tranny hooker is kind of like a sex doll. They're a sex toy, and they have different parts than regular women, but they kind of look like a woman, but they have these, they kind of look like this, in fact. This looks like a tranny hooker, but this is a tranny hooker sex doll. You're never going to have a baby with a tranny hooker, and you're never going to have a baby with a tranny sex doll. It is good for society, for the Babylonian society, for the Brave New World society. These things are very good for the Brave New World to control the population. Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control. Belinda, Manlinda. All right, they got to fix this. Manlinda. Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population. And then the word control has been changed to Bill and Manlinda Gates Institute for Population and Reproductive Health, and it's associated with John Hopkins. Bloomberg School of Public Health. Public health means sterilizing the human race, apparently. It's synonymous. This is the COVID Reproductive Health Resource Hub. So somehow COVID is directly linked to population and reproductive health, otherwise known as population control, which we know that, right? We know that. But they say it right here on the website. It's not even a secret. It's not a conspiracy theory. We're just reading the website from the GatesInstitute.org. All right. So it says here, guidance on social and behavior change. Social and behavior change for the mind-controlled slaves regarding family planning. It means sterilization and isolation and masturbation. That's right. This is from the International Planned Parenthood Federation, the Intergalactic Federation. And we know that Bill Gates' father founded Planned Parenthood, otherwise known as Population Control, Planned Parenthood Federation. Started out as the American Birth Control League. Margaret Sanger. Oh, Margaret Sanger. Kind of looks like a dude, huh? Margaret Sanger is a man. In fact, it's a tranny. It's a Kadesh wearing Malakia clothing. All right, so the trannies are trying to exterminate humanity. We know that already. One more piece of evidence. Oh, look at this one. Whoa, what's going on here? Leanna Wen. Leanna Wen would take over as president. This is the one that's constantly talking about COVID on TV, on CNN. COVID is population control. I mean, that's what it is. Guidance on social and behavior change. Social and behavior change. You mean kind of like the Brave New World, the London Hatchery and Conditioning Center. Conditioning. Control people through emotional manipulation, sometimes resorting to MKUltra trauma-based mind control, using mass media as a weapon to control the entire population. What you need to know about sex and COVID-19... To help reduce the risk of contracting and spreading COVID-19, it's advised to practice social distancing, otherwise known as solitary confinement, and self-isolation, same thing, if you or your partner exhibit symptoms, or if you're asymptomatic, because that is one of the major symptoms. How can I still have sex but protect myself from COVID-19? The safest way to have sex is sex with yourself. Masturbation will not spread COVID-19. And you got to wear the mask. I don't know if I think they forgot to mention that. You better wear the mask just in case. That may even heighten the experience. And then maybe tie a rope around your neck and attach it to the doorknob. It's called, what's that called? I forget what it's called, but a lot of people die from that. That's another good way to reduce the population, especially if you wash your hands or any sex toys before and after with soap and water. So you got to wash your hands before you masturbate and make sure to cleanse the sex toys before and after with soap and water, maybe some alcohol. decontamination spray. The next safest is sex with someone you live with, preferably your children. However, if you or your partner exhibit symptoms of COVID-19, which are the same as influenza symptoms, or generally feel unwell, it's advised that you avoid any physical contact and self-isolate and masturbate for 14 days. This means no sex, no intimate touching, and certainly no kissing. If you are wanting to have sex with people outside of your household, you may want to consider having sex with as few partners as possible. Keep it down to 3 a day. If you usually meet your sex partners online, sex with strangers, maybe consider not meeting in person and make use of digital platforms. It means having sex with your computer. And remember, sex means different things to different people and doesn't always involve intercourse or touching. What? Sex doesn't involve intercourse or touching? I think it does involve touching at the very least. This could be a good opportunity to find new ways of enjoying one another or even yourself. New ways of enjoying yourself directly from the Intergalactic Planned Parenthood Federation, which is linked on this Bill and Man Linda Gates Institute for Population and Reproductive Health, sponsored by John Hopkins, thegatesinstitute.org, May of 2020. Men's Health magazine, sex robots could make society better. Actually, there's a moral and ethical case. Moral and ethical case. No, I don't think there is. There's maybe a practical case for the Brave New World in their dystopian technocratic society. You could make a case for this, but not for a moral and ethical case to be made for humans banging robots. And this is in Men's Health magazine, right? So just think about, why does a man who's reading Men's Health need to learn about sex robots and be told that it is the moral and ethical thing to do? Sex robots are good. That statement is controversial. Well, yeah, it's an opinion, first of all, so therefore any opinion could be, you could have someone with a different opinion. The sex robot apocalypse. It's kind of like the transpocalypse. It's the sex robot apocalypse. Hey, maybe that's what I'll name this video. One in which we create robots that look and feel like people, or at least can deliver the same kind of pleasure as people. And then we all start lusting for rust. So, yeah, we can use, just like, you know, promiscuity is basically using people for pleasure, right? Human beings will replace significant human relationships in their lives with machines. Like in the Brave New World, human relationships are basically illegal. And what they've done the last 2 years here on Earth, they put all the human beings in solitary confinement, which is a form of torture, according to the United Nations and psychologists. And it is a method of punishment in correctional facilities. Ah, look at it. There is a campaign against sex robots. For the humanity of women and girls, the end of sex robots. Campaign against sex robots, although they crossed out the word sex and wrote porn robots. Yeah, that's what I was saying, right? Pornea. That's exactly what it is. It's just basically a three-dimensional form of internet porn, AI porn. It's a different kind of porn. And pornea just means sex outside of marriage. And once you start that ball rolling, you know, you just end up having sex with tranny sex robots. To abolish porn bots in the form of women and girls, I guess that's a good point, isn't it? If you're a woman and then you see like things like this, it's like a fake woman, right? It's like, oh, I've been replaced. And then now you got to compete with tranny sex dolls and the trannies to challenge the normalization of porn bots as substitutes for relationships with women. Well, there's a lot of guys out there that have given up on women, the MGTOW. I have a friend of mine, he's in the MGTOW movement, men going their own way. It's men who don't want to have relationships with women. I think they're all just a bunch of homos, to be honest, but the thing is, you can't really stop sin, right? You can't stop sin. You can't fix humanity. We can't save this world. This world is doomed to be destroyed. God created the world. Only God can save the world. We can't save the world. I mean, you can't really change other people. You can't save other people. Most people I know have taken these crazy injections. I warned them about it, but they still took it. My own father drank himself to death the same year I celebrated 20 years of sobriety. I couldn't stop him from doing that. You can't stop men from having sex with tranny sex robots. But it doesn't mean all men are going to be doing that. So there will be some men who are savages who don't live in the brave new world. That's the kind of guy you got to find if you're a woman. Sex robots could make us lonely and unable to form relationships with other human beings. That describes most people on Earth, I think, at this point, especially coming after 2 years of solitary confinement. There are no robots to have sex with. What we have today are sex dolls. Okay, so it's good they cleared that up. These are sex dolls. They are not yet advanced to be called sex robots. They are sex dolls. Huge difference. Limp, half-realistic balloons with holes that are creepily reviewed on YouTube. Do I even dare? Oh, no. This is real. There's sex doll reviews. I can't believe this. Sex doll review. Women are giving the reviews? I might have to click on one of these things. Let's click on this one here. Now, there's a guy giving the review. Why is a woman giving a sex doll review? What the hell is going on here? Bad angel? Is that a tranny? Maybe this is like a salesperson. Maybe that's what this is. So they have a woman selling the sex doll so the men, you know, will buy the sex doll. I think this is probably a real woman, but you never know these days. I can't see the hips, so maybe it's a robot. We have a lot of inequalities when it comes to accessing intimacy and sex, but intimacy, remember that movie called Her, right, with one of those guys from the sex cult? Accessing intimacy, I'm not sure that you're really going to find intimacy from a sex doll or a sex robot, even if it does have advanced AI, although people will certainly try that, won't they? They really will. I think this will be a thing. The sex robot apocalypse is coming because we're already in the brave new world. Opponents of sex robots have expressed concern that this accessibility would breed social isolation, which we already have. Working from home meant that you no longer saw your coworkers. You don't know who they are. They don't know who you are. If you get taken away into the concentration camp, nobody knows. If you get fired, nobody cares. They don't remember what you look like. Stigmas about sex robots are harmful because they are an obstacle to research. And see, this guy gets paid to do research. So for him, creating a dystopian nightmare is actually good for business, unfortunately. And that's how these things work. More and more capital gets plowed into research and development for technology that enslaves humanity. People are going to be making money. There's good opportunity, right? If you want to make money, invest in technology that enslaves humanity. That's the future. It's a growing industry. I think it could be a really exciting future. Or we could not have the conversation or have it in a very narrow way, and then we're just going to be trapped. We're going to be trapped in a very slow-moving and very uninteresting future because having sex with tranny robots way better than getting married and having children. It appears that many are open to the idea of sex robots indeed. Maybe the MGTOW guys will like that. Maybe there's a vaccine that'll just cure all problems. Maybe we just inject everybody with the T-virus, then all will be well. Maybe if we just turn everyone into a tranny, that will solve all our problems. Oh, wait, that's what they're doing.